From the world's only Corn Palace, we say good evening. As the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's and men's basketball action. Tonight's first contest features a 4-5 Dort College team, 1-1 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference against a Dakota Wesleyan team that is 6-2 and 0-1 in the conference, with that one loss coming to the Briarcliff Chargers. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of me. From my perch on the baseline at the world's only Corn Palace, or the world's largest bird feeder, the Dort College Defenders, coming off a win over the York Panthers, while Dakota Wesleyan, in their last outing, was victorious. I should say they split a pair of games over the weekend. They lost to the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology on November 24th, 73-69, in their most recent affair. I had the opportunity earlier this evening to visit with Coach Craig Steensma as his team prepares for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers, and here's what the coach had to say.
Let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on Dakota Wesleyan. Great Plains Athletic Conference action at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Coach Steensma, your team, you had the Thanksgiving weekend, but you got back at it on Saturday. The Dort College Defenders get set to take on Dakota Wesleyan. Great Plains Athletic Conference action at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Coach Steensma, your team, you had the Thanksgiving weekend, but you got back at it on Saturday with a win over the York Panthers. What have you done in the last couple of days of practice to prepare yourself for Dakota Wesleyan?
Well, Monday we didn't have school, so we could have a nice practice during the day and really go kind of through some of the stuff that Dakota Wesleyan does. And they run a lot of set plays, and they're very good shooters, so... You know, they had Kim Johnson was the GPAC player of the week this past week. Is a good inside player, averages 20 points a game. So I felt like we had two excellent practices in preparation. Sometimes that doesn't mean a whole lot, but you really like it when you look good leaving the floor and you feel pretty happy with, some things that you've worked on that you feel like you've gotten better at.
Dakota Wesleyan, in past years, they've played a lot of zone. They've hoisted up a lot of three-pointers. It sounds like they've probably changed things up on the defensive end, but they're still not bashful about shooting the three-pointer.
Right. They do shoot a lot of three-pointers, and they do play a lot of man-to-man. You know, so they sometimes will get into a little bit of a 2-2-1 three-quarter court trap a little bit too. But, just in watching them on tape, they're an excellent, excellent team. And you shoot the lights out usually at home, so you can't really give them any good looks, or you're going to pay for it.
Coming off that game with York, what do you find out from about your team in a game like that where you control it start to finish? What can you accomplish in those kind of games?
Well, I think if you look back on it and kind of watch the tape afterwards, you can see if you're doing the little things correctly. And that's one thing that I was pretty happy with, ball reversal things, blocking out things, pushing the ball, sharing the ball. You know, those are the things that, you know, you either do them or you don't. It doesn't really matter who the opposition is. And so I really look for those things and individual player tendencies and see if we can, you know, get different people the ball at different spots on the floor a little bit. And so that's kind of what I watch for, on Saturday against York.
Elise Marish unable to make the trip this evening. She's under the weather. How do you adjust your starting lineup without her available to you tonight?
Well, yeah, Elise did not travel. And so she's pretty sick. We're just going to make an adjustment with, we're going to slide Brianna down to the floor, and then, we'll use Emily Newman as a wing player. We can also use Danelle Bone there, and, we've definitely got enough players, and so it's just a good opportunity. We'll miss Elise, but it's a good opportunity for other people to step up, play more minutes, and to see what they can do.
What do you write on the board for the final couple of points that you want the girls to leave the locker room thinking about as you prepare for opening tip?
Well, not making mistakes in terms of not finding people and not blocking people out, and then getting great shots. Those will be two of the primary things that we need to do to win tonight here, Mike.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about tonight's matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Let's take a closer look then at the matchup between these two teams. Dakota Wesleyan is 6-2 this season, 0-1 in GPAC play, with a loss to Briarcliff in conference play on November 17 by a 76-61 score. The other loss for Wesleyan is to South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. That came on November 24 by a score of 73-69. Wesleyan has scored at least 69 points in seven of its games. Dakota Wesleyan averages 78.6 points per game and allow 57.6 points per outing while converting 44.5% of the field goals they try. Opponents are converting 36.1% of the shots they attempt. Wesleyan has forced 197 turnovers through 8 games. They've given the ball up 129 times. Tigers try nearly 22 three-point shots per game and make 37.4% of those tries. Wesleyan also has a 41.2 to 37.1 rebounding advantage through 8 contests played. Kim Johnson scores 19.3 points per game and has made 57 of 103 field goals. Amanda Hart puts in 10.8 points per game and has made 23 of 61 three-point shots. She is 28 of 73 overall. Celeste Back tosses in 9.6 points per game and is 15 of 27 on three-point shots. Taylor Tupp Piper is the leading rebounder with a 6.0 average, and she averages 6.4 points per game. Piper dishes out nearly 4 assists per contest. Elizabeth Lamb is averaging 3.5 assists per game to go with 8.9 points and 4.4 rebounds. The last time they played, Dakota Wesleyan lost a 73-69 decision to the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. They led 44-33 at the half. Hart and Beck had 17 points each. Kim Johnson had 13. The Tigers were out-rebounded 42-39. Turned the ball over 24 times to 19 times for the Hard Rockers. Let's take a break, and we'll be back looking closer at the Dort College women's basketball team right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a closer look then at the Dort College Defender women. The women are 4-5 this season. They have wins in 4 of their last 6 games. 4 of the 5 losses for Dort College are by 8 points or less. 3 of them have come by 4 points or less. The Defenders are 3-2 in games played away from the DeWitt Gym. Dort College averages 67.9 points per game. They allow 54.1 points per contest and make 39% of the field goals they try. Opponents are making 33.6% of the shots they take. The Defenders have forced 23 turnovers per contest, give the ball up 19 times per game. Dort College is out rebounding teams 41.2 to 35.6. They've taken 200 free throws, while the foes have taken, I should say have made, 185 attempts. Kara Van Dyke tops the team with 15.4 points per game. She leads the team in rebounding with an 8.7 average, converts 53.7% of her shots. She's 11 of 23 on three-point shots. Kayla Brookice is scoring 10.5 points per game and is 11 of 26 on three-point chances. Brianna Sprock and Elise Marish averaged 9.1 and 8.9 points per game. Available this evening. She did not make the trip. She is ill. Sprock leads in assists with a little over 2 per game. She also averages 2 steals per contest. Last time Dort College played, they faced York, beat the Panthers 81-39, outscored the Panthers 35-15 in the second half, limited the hosts to 25.5% shooting in the Saturday afternoon game. Dort College had a 55-26 rebounding advantage and forced 26 turnovers. Van Dyke had a team-high 19 points while making 6 of 10 field goals. She was 4 of 5 on three-point attempts. Jasmine Skelhaas scored 15. Kayla Brookice had 10. The Dort women trail this series with Dakota Wesleyan 23-33. The Tigers swept the meetings last year. 63-56, they earned the victory in Sioux Center back in November. And then in February, they held on for a 54-50 win in Mitchell. The November 30 meeting had Wesleyan in front 28-23 at halftime. Johnson scored 15. Brittany Hills had 14. Sprunk came off of the bench to score 15 points. Van Dyke had 12 in the loss. The February 8 meeting had Dort College down 33-19 at halftime, but the Defender comeback came up just short in the four-point loss. Kayla Brookice had 14 points. Jamie Cook had 9. Jessica Jelsma scored 9. Lamb had 17 for the Tigers. Kim Johnson had 10 points. The Dort women lost last one in the Corn Palace on November 20, 2010. That was a 69-57 victory led by Brianna Sprunk's 15 points. Amber Sotsma added 10. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the Corn Palace, including our starting lineups, right after this.
Here's your
starting lineup then. First of all, the probable starters for the Dort College defenders. Coach Craig Steensma talked about the fact that he was probably going to go with Emily Newman in place of Elise Marish. Of course, all of those things are subject to change, but we'll proceed thinking that way. Kayla Brookice is wearing number 5. She's averaging 10.5 points per game. She is a junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. Jasmine Skelhaus is a freshman from Pella, averaging 7 points per game. Kara Van Dyke is a junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 15.4 points per game. Brianna Sprock wears number 35. She's averaging 9.1 points per game. She's a senior from Edgerton, Minnesota. And Emily Newman wears number 21. She's averaging 1.8 points per contest. She is a freshman from the Twin Cities. Again, for Dort College, it'll be Brookice, Skelhaus, Van Dyke, Sprock, and Newman. For Dakota Wesleyan, their probable starters look like this. It'll be number 10, Elizabeth Lamb, averaging 8.9 points per game. Taylor Piper wears number 12. She averages 6.4 points per contest. Amanda Hart wears number 20. She's averaging 10.8 points per game. She's the gunner on this team. She will shoot from anywhere on the offensive side of half court. She's averaging 10.8 points per game. Brittany Hiller wears number 24. She's averaging 6.4 points per game. And Kim Johnson is the post player for Dakota Wesleyan. She is the Great Plains Athletic Conference Player of the Week for this past week, and she is averaging 19.3 points per game. Off of the bench for Dort College, we anticipate seeing Danelle Bowen averaging 5 points per contest, Jamie Cook averaging 4.6 points per contest, Jessica Gelsma averages 4.6 points per contest, and we'll see more players for Dort College as they have really spread the minutes around trying to play more up-tempo and defensive-minded here in the first month or so of the season. For Dakota Wesleyan, we anticipate seeing Celeste Beck averaging 9.6 points per game, Katie Johnson 6.3 points per game, and Shaquilla Corliss averages 3.2 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Benigland Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance, Rodabors and Agents, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Gruwake is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College in their road black jerseys. Dakota Wesleyan in their home whites. Dort College controls the opening tap. Here comes Jasmine Skelhaus with the basketball. Skelhaus stops, goes right side over to Brookice. Brookice feeds top of the key, Newman. Newman goes left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath Sprock. Sprock down to the baseline. Sprock puts up the short jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound cleared out by Dakota Wesleyan. Coming away with it is Brittany Hiller. Hiller with the basketball. Quickly into the front court. Dakota Wesleyan has the ball for their first offensive possession of the contest. Hiller passes it off to Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb gives it up to Piper. Piper at the top of the key. Piper setting up the offense. She goes left side. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark. No good by Elizabeth Lamb. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice into the front court. Here comes Dort College. On the right side with it is Skelhaus. Skelhaus gives it off to Sprock. Sprock into the corner. Brookice looking down low for Van Dyke. Dort College trying to reverse it. Now Newman at the top. No, she's going to come back to the left side. Brookice on the wing. Doesn't like what she sees. Gives it off to Van Dyke at the point. She shuffles it off to Sprock. Sprock has it poked away from behind. 9 seconds left to go on the shot clock as the ball is poked away out of bounds. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Newman. So Newman to trigger it in, gets it in to Brookice. Brookice directly below me on the baseline. Her short shot from 5 feet is good. Kayla Brookice on the drive gets the two-pointer to go. And the Dort College defenders are on the board first, 2-0. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Johnson flips it up with the right hand over her left shoulder, unable to get the shot to go, but the kick out comes out to Amanda Hart, and Amanda Hart trails the three. Dort College has to limit Dakota Wesleyan to one and done on the offensive glass. That's where you're going to get some of those busted play three-point basket opportunities. Ball is tipped away out of bounds, last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It will be Dort College basketball. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Our officials tonight, Brad Kuhnert, Marlon Schoenhoven, and Royce Raniger. Goes inside to Newman. Dort College, 17 to shoot. Gets it left side over to Van Dyke. Rainbow three, there's the pot of gold. Three-point basket for Kara Van Dyke as she drops the rainbow in. Dort College leads 5-3. 18:15 left to play, first half. Just underway, not many stoppages in play, haven't had a foul called yet. 2 minutes into the contest, they feed it down low for Johnson. Johnson with the basketball, kick out pass, three-pointer, up and down, Elizabeth Lamb. Dakota Wesleyan is not bashful about shooting the three, and Coach Craig Steensman and I talked about that yesterday. It's so hard as a defensive player to feel that you can't leave a shooter within 25 feet of the basket, but that is exactly the case here this evening for the Dort College defensive players. Ball is tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. Dakota Wesleyan will inbound. Dort College will show three-quarter court pressure. Emily Newman's at the point of it. Dakota Wesleyan will bring the basketball into the front court. This is Hiller. Hiller goes left side, Piper. Piper with a basketball. Backdoor cut on the curl. Shot no good. That was Taylor Piper. Got the pass over the top, but was unable to finish it down low. Here comes Skelhaas. Skelhaas with a right side Newman. Newman doesn't look to shoot. She's got a right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with a basketball. Double team. Kick out Newman. Newman three ball. Got it. Three-point basket for Emily Newman. And the Dort College defenders are leading 8-6. Neither team able to play much defense so far. Well, they gave just a two-point basket on one of those three-point attempts by Dakota Wesleyan, so it's 8-5, actually. Certainly thought I saw the official raise his arms for the three-point attempt. Quickly up the floor, Brianna Sprock with a two-point basket. Dort College leads it 10-5. We'll have to see which basket was the two and the three. They're going to say Elizabeth Lamb's two-pointer from the top of the key. That was just a two-point shot. Kara Van Dyke beaten on the dribble by Kim Johnson. Johnson gets the shot to go, and as she falls to the floor, Van Dyke reaches out, grabs an ankle, and Brittany Hiller will go to the free throw line. That was Hiller rather than Johnson, 24 rather than 34, who got to the basket as Van Dyke reached out and grabbed her, and Hiller was able to finish despite Van Dyke's attempt to commit the foul. Free throw is up. Free throw no good, but the rebound comes back over the top. Katie Johnson comes down with it. Her shot no good. Fight for the basketball, and it's taken down by Celeste Beck. Couple opportunities here for Dakota Wesleyan. Let's see if Dort College can get out of the possession without Dakota Wesleyan scoring a bucket. Wesleyan with a basketball. Well, they've already scored a bucket on the possession, the three-point play opportunity. They missed the free throw. Skelhaas gets out to match up. Here's Kim Johnson down low, left hand. Nifty move. Shot is good. Kim Johnson makes it 10-9, so in effect a four-point possession for Dakota Wesleyan after they extended it on the missed free throw. Brianna Sprock unable to gather in the pass. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. 16:09 remaining here in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan bringing it up. This is Brittany Hiller. Hiller across half court. Hiller on the left side. It goes over to Kim Johnson. Johnson swinging around to Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson picks up her dribble, feeds it down low. Kim Johnson, kick out pass to Beck. Inside, Johnson, and we may have a foul called on Kara Van Dyke. If it is, that's number two on her. It does indeed. That'll go be foul number two on Kara Van Dyke. I think I may have said her third, just her second, but nonetheless, Coach Craig Steensman is going to have to go to the bench. 4 minutes and 10 seconds into the second half, in the first half. Micah Hulst, a 6'3", freshman from Michigan, comes into the contest. She played at South Christian High School. She'll step in. First free throw was up and down by Johnson. She's a 71% free throw shooter, and she makes them both. Johnson now with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 11-10. They have relinquished the lead that they had held since it was 3-2. Dakota Wesleyan scoring 6 points in a row. Newman with it out front. Skelhaas. Skelhaas, three ball, got it. Three-point basket for Jasmine Skelhaas. Dort College with three threes in the early going, and the defenders lead 13-11. A couple more players checking in for Dort College at the next break. With the basketball, it's loose momentarily. Piper picks it up. She feeds it off. Shot on the way is up and good. Left wing jumper by Celeste Beck makes it 13-13. Our first tie of the contest comes at the 15-14 mark. Skelhaas to Brookhise. Brookhise will try her luck for three. No good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb into the front court. She goes over to Hart. Hart underneath. to Johnson. Johnson puts it up. It's blocked by Micah Holst. Rebound taken away by the defenders. That was Katie Johnson. Sweater shot blocked by Micah Holst. Holst with a blocked shot. Here comes Dort College. Newman. Newman on the right wing. Newman gives it up. She goes over to Sprunk. Sprunk gives it to Brookice. Brookice throws up a three and it goes in. Kayla Brookice with 5 points. Defenders lead 16-13. Dort College retakes the lead. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Taylor Piper. Piper on the right side. Piper gives it up over to Johnson. Katie Johnson driving the lane with the left hand. Her shot is good. 16-15, Dort College up by a point. Right side is Newman. Newman goes over to Brookice. Brookice crossover move. Might have traveled with it. Short arms to the left-handed layup. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. ...14:06 remaining. In this first half, Dort College leads it 16-15. Ball's inbounded, coming up with it. Tigers break the press with a head full of steam is Beck. She's finally cut off. They kick it over to Lamb, though. Lamb's three, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesley, and this is Hart. Hart sees Lamb. Lamb gets the ball down low on the post, puts it up over the top of Holst. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt, Jelsma, and Bone checked into the ballgame at the last break. Dort College coming back the other way with the basketball. Jelsma feeds it over to Bone. Bone to Blunt. Blunt goes right side. Down to the baseline is Jelsma. Jelsma picks up her dribble. Sprunk, Sprunk, short layup, no good, but she's fouled on the play. Brianna Sprunk will go to the free throw line and will shoot a pair of free throws. 13:28 left to play in the first half. Dort College 16, Dakota Wesleyan 15. Brianna Sprunk to the free throw line. First free throw on the way for Brianna is up and good. Brianna Sprunk, a 69% free throw shooter, makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. Second free throw is up off the heel. No good. And a foul called on Micah Holst coming over the top. Micah Holst commits the personal foul, pushing foul underneath. So Dort College and Elizabeth Lamb. Dort College pressuring Elizabeth Lamb on the inbounds pass. She gets the return pass now. Comes back right side over to Brittany Hiller. Hiller across the timeline. 13:20 and counting. Dakota Wesleyan trailing by a couple of points. Off the dribble is Beck. Beck feeds it off to Johnson. Johnson, another leaner, flips it up with the right hand. She's got 6 points. Dort College and Dakota Wesleyan tied 17-17. 13:04 remaining in the first half. Jamie Cook waiting at the scorer's table. Comes left side over to Bone. Bone to Blunt. Blunt gives it up to Sprunk, and we've got a hold called on Dakota Wesleyan and Celeste Beck. Beck might have caught the worst of that. She got called for the hold and also caught a forearm in the chops. Sometimes you stand a little too close to the fire, and that time she was trying to hold Jamie Cook. I beg your pardon, she was trying to hold Brianna Sprunk, and Sprunk trying to shake free from her hold. Dort College with the basketball, they get it inbounded. Blunt in the corner. Blunt with the basketball, down to the baseline. Blunt gives it off, to Holst. Holst with the basket inside. Michael Holst with 3.1 points per game average. She gives Dort College a 19-17 lead. Dakota Wesleyan's bench wanted a charging foul on the play. From my vantage point, certainly looked like the Dakota Wesleyan player was inside the block charge ring. Celeste Beck checks out of the contest. Piper will check in. 12:33 remaining in the first half. Pass comes into Hart. Hart back around to Hiller. Pass into the side to Johnson. It's tapped away by Blunt. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 12:28 remaining in the first half. Ball is inbounded. They get it to Hart. Hart, quick release. Shot missed. No good. Rebound taken away by Blunt. It was a short rebound, and Blunt was there to grab it. Comes over to Gelsman. Gelsman left side, Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone down to the baseline. Now she reverses course. Goes right side over to Hulst. Hulst on the right elbow. Comes back over to Gelsman. Gelsman spins into the lane with the right hand. Leaner, no good. Rebound taken away by Blunt. Blunt off of the glass, no good. Right fight for the basketball. Take it away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. They come to Taylor Piper. Piper at the top of the key. Goes left side over to Lamb. Lamb feeds it underneath Johnson. Johnson puts it up with the right hand. Her leaner is good. Johnson with 8 first half points. Ties it up at 19-19 with 11:47 left to play in the first half. Jessica Gelsmo with the basketball. Gelsmo working against Elizabeth Lamb. Loses the dribble. Picks it back up. Thinks about the three. Now goes over to Jamie Cook. Cook with it on the left wing. Now we've got a hold called on Dakota Wesleyan and Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb whistled for the personal foul. Foul number 1 on her team. Foul number 3 on Dakota Wesleyan. Reset the lineup for Dort College. It's Brookhuis, Skelhaas, Cook, Bone, and Sprunk. So three new players on the floor. Dakota Wesleyan shows zone defense on the inbounds play. Booking. They get it in over the top to Brookhuis. Brookhuis feeds it to Cook, posting up with the right hand. Her shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Kim Johnson, and Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot two, trying to reestablish a lead for the Dort College defenders. 19-19 our score, 11:26 left to play in the first half. Dort College has led most of the first half. We've been tied now at 13-17 and 19. Cook reestablishes a lead for the defenders at 20-19. A second free throw on the way for Jamie Cook. This one's up and good. So Cook makes them both. Dort College leads 21-19. Wesleyan with the basketball. Bringing it up is Taylor Piper. Piper across half court. Piper will set the offense. She picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Katie Johnson. Johnson, right side. This is Piper. Beg your pardon, back. Back pull-up jumper from 17. Straight on is good. Celeste back with 4 points. She comes off of the bench to average 9.6 points per game. Brianna Spronk answering with a three. Yes. Three-point basket for Brianna Spronk. She's got 6 points. And the defenders come back to make it 24-21. Dort College in front by three. 10:50 and counting, first half. Dakota Wesleyan on the far end. Ball poked away by Brookhuis up into the seats. The theater seating on the to my right. Opposite the stage, bleachers on the stage, ball inbounded with the basketball is Christensen. Christensen picks up her dribble, ball goes down low to Johnson. Johnson flips it up with the right hand, shot no good, rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk will lead the charge. She comes right side over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Danelle Bone down to the baseline. Spronk loses her footing underneath. They get it instead over to Cook. Cook works it into the corner. Spronk. Spronk trying to feed it underneath, and fronting the post was Katie Johnson, and Johnson comes away with a steal. Johnson gives it off to Lexi Christensen. Christensen will set the offense. She goes right side over to Beck. Beck with the basketball. Ball poked away. Stolen by Brookhuis. Brookhuis driving in with the right hand. Lays it up good. Kayla Brookhuis with 7 points, and the defender lead is 26-21. Steal by the defenders. Coming back the other way, Brookhuis. Now, Brookhuis at the point, Dort College. They go to Cook. Cook at the free throw line. Cook outside Skelhaas. Straight on three-pointer. Missed it. No good off the heel. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Coming up with it is Kim Johnson. Johnson over the basketball, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading this contest 26-21. Dakota Wesleyan has just used a timeout. Wesleyan with a basketball. They go out front to Amanda Hart, and Hart's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation against Dakota Wesleyan and Amanda Hart. Hart comes into the contest averaging 10.8 points per game. She's got 3 points via a three-point basket from earlier this evening. With the basketball is Skelhaas. Skelhaas goes right side over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis driving in with the right hand from the right side on the baseline. Good. Caleb Arkeis with 9 points. Dort College leads 28-21. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Johnson will drive the lane, puts it up, strong against Newman, and Katie Johnson has her first field goal of the night. Beg your partner, second field goal of the evening. Dort College leads 28-23. Skelhaus goes right side over to Bone. Bone, jump stop, 10-footer, right baseline, no good. Rebound taken away by Sprock. Sprock driving in. She's hacked on the arm. She'll shoot 2 free throws. Sprock will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. And Brianna Sprock will shoot 2. Sprock 1 for 2 so far this evening. She is one of 2 players to shoot free throws for the defenders thus far. Kerrivan Dyke checks back into the contest. Brianna Sprock will shoot another free throw. She made the first one. Misses the second. She's 2 for 4. She has 7 points. Dort College leads 29-23. Wesleyan basketball at the point. They go right side. 3 on the way. It's up. It's down. 3-point basket for Celeste Beck. And the Dort College lead is whittled down to 3, 29-26. At one point it was 7 points. Right side it goes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke into the corner. Newman. Newman to Sprock. Sprock able to seal her defensive player. Sprock with a 2-point basket. She's got 9 points. Dort College leads 31-26. 8:27 left to play. Pass right side. Down to the baseline. Jumper from 15 for Celeste Beck is good. She's got 9 points. Dort College leads 31-28. Skelhaus driving the other way. Lays it up and down with the right hand. She's shaken up, though, as she hits the floor. She bounces back up. She'll race back the other way. Dort College leading 33-28. Three-pointer answering back is Amanda Hart. Hart with 6 points. Skelhaus with a field goal moments ago, knocked down, though. Dort College leads 33-31. Right side pass, it goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke ball fake. She'll drive in, puts it up, and a charging foul called on Kara Van Dyke, I believe. Kara Van Dyke has just picked up her 3rd personal foul. So Van Dyke will check out of the ball game a little over a minute after she checked in. And Micah Hulse will go to the free throw. We'll check into the ball game as she comes to the scorer's bench. 7:47 left to play in the first half. Dort College 33, Dakota Wesleyan 31. Foul trouble for the defenders, though, and their leading scorer, Kara Van Dyke. She's on the bench with 3. She's got 3 points this evening. Her time has been limited here in the first half. Wesleyan with the basketball. Johnson. Johnson feeds it outside and a 3 seconds in the lane violation charge to Kim Johnson. So Johnson spent a little too long in the lane. Dort College gets the ball back. Jasmine Skelhaus into the front court. Jasmine has it on the right side. She'll drive in right side. Puts up the leaner. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball and picked up by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan brings it back the other way. Taylor Piper. Piper with the basketball. Gives it back over to Hiller. Hiller with it on the right wing. Hiller gives it up to Amanda Hart. 3-pointer on the way is up. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders on the weak side. That's Micah Holst. Under 7 minutes left to play in the first half. Skelhaus comes back over to Brookice. Brookice, 3, missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan has the basketball with 6:50 remaining in this first half. 33-31, Dort College by 2. Dort College, they lose it for the moment. It's picked up. Here come the Tigers. Celeste Beck has it. Celeste Beck across half court. She gives it off to Piper. Piper at the point. Dort College in a 2-3 zone, it appears. Wesleyan. This is Piper driving in. Pull up from 10. No good. Rebound taken away by Holst. Here comes Dort College and Skelhaus. Skelhaus feeds the right side Sprock. Sprock drives in. Can't get the shot to go, but the foul is going to go against Katie Johnson. Johnson whistled for the personal. Her second. And that is team foul number 6 against Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College, by comparison, has some fouls to give. So Dort College, Emily Newman, We'll inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop down at the near end of the Corn Palace. Newman gets it into Sprunk. Sprunk back over to Newman. She lets fly with a three. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. No, it's tapped out of bounds by Dort College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan inbounds the basketball. Bringing it up is Brittany Hiller. Hiller goes high post to Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb gives it up to Beck. Beck on the right elbow. Picks up her dribble, hounded there by Newman. Comes back over to Hart. Hart gives it down low for Johnson. Johnson spin move with the left hand. Flips it up. Good. Kim Johnson with 10 points. Dort College lead, the Dort College lead has been negated. 33-33, 5:45 left to play in the first half. Comes over to Newman. Newman to Skelhaus. Skelhaus over the basketball. Skelhaus looking down low. Comes back over to Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball. Sprunk at the point. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side Newman. Seven to shoot for the defenders. Bone down to the baseline. Comes back over to Newman. Newman to Sprunk. Sprunk 17-footer. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Though last touch by Dakota Wesley and it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Emily Newman. Checking into the contest will be Christensen for Dakota Wesleyan. Checking out of the contest is Brittany Hiller. Newman to throw it in. Gets it in over the top to Bone. Bone goes right side. Gets it to Jelsmo. Feeds Cook. Cook layup good. Jamie Cook with a two-point basket. For Jamie Cook, she now has 4 points. And the North College defenders lead 35-33. Turnover on the other end by Dakota Wesley and an errant pass taken away on the weak side down in the short corner. Cook reverses right side Bone. Bone, three-pointer, got it. Three-point basket for Donnell Bone. And the North College defenders lead 38-33. North College reestablishing a five-point lead, 4:42 left to play in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Christensen. Christensen feeds it down low for Johnson. Johnson with a right hand, up and good. Kim Johnson with 12 first-half points, single-handedly keeping her team in this ballgame. 38-35, Dort College by three. Newman passes right side over to Bone. Bone with a basketball. Bone gives it up to Cook. Cook to Jelsma. Jelsma turned around in the lane, left it short, no good from 10. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan and Celeste Beck. Back into the front court quickly. She's at the top of the key. Still has her dribble alive. She feeds it underneath Johnson. Johnson kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. No good by Elizabeth Lamb from straight on. Here come the defenders in Jelsma. Under 4 minutes remaining in this first half. Jelsma has the basketball. 3:45 and counting. Jelsma goes left side Newman. Newman feeds Cook and Cook is fouled on the play. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Jamie Cook. Foul's going to go on Christensen. Christensen whistled for the personal foul. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Jamie Cook. Cook, 2-for-2 already on free throws this season, or this evening, I should say. She's got another one coming as she bottoms the first one out. She entered the ballgame 11 of 15 from the free throw line. She is currently 14 for 18, now 15 for 19. Cook with 6 points off of the bench. Dort College leads 40-35. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after
if you're
that. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders with a five-point lead, and they've led much of this first half. 3:38 and counting as we resume play. Brittany Hiller brings it up. She's got her on the right side. Goes over to Taylor Piper. Piper on the right wing. Piper on the left elbow. Stutter steps. She's back in the lane. Kicks it back outside to Kim Johnson. Johnson on the perimeter. She's not going to do her regular damage from there. Shaquila Corliss into the contest for the first time for Dakota Wesleyan at the break. She's posting up now. They look down low for her. They feed her. Working against Newman. She turns it over. Here comes Dort College. Coming back the other way is Skelhaus. Skelhaus, right side, Brookice. Brookice, rainbow, three-pointer. Kayla Brookhuis with her second three tonight. She's got 12 points. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame, 43-35. 2:55 left to play in the first half. Brittany Hiller with the basketball. Hiller with it on the left side. Hiller gives it up. Shot no good, but a foul called on the defenders. It's going to go on Jamie Cook, and for Jamie Cook, that is foul number one. Team foul number four on the defenders, I believe. Dakota Wesleyan will inbound. They will. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. A fresh 30 seconds to work with. Wesleyan to throw it in. They get the ball inbounded to Celeste Beck. Back down to the baseline. Her shot no good. Rebound poked away by Corliss. Rebound controlled by Dakota Wesleyan and Hiller out at the three-point ring. She gives it up to Beck. Back to Corliss. Corliss shot no good, but a foul on the play. That's going to go on Newman. Emily Newman whistled for the personal foul underneath after Corliss gathered in the loose ball. It was a busted play. And Shaquilla Corliss will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 2:37 left to play in the first half. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame, 43-35. Corliss is a 56% free throw shooter coming into the contest. She is now a 50% free throw shooter as she misses the first one. She's 5 for 10 this year. Second free throw on the way for Corliss out of the deep knee bend. Her shot on the way, it's up, no good. She goes 0 for 2. Dort College with a chance to build the lead double digits with a made field goal. 2:30 left to play in the first half. Down to the baseline is Skelhaas, and Skelhaas is hammered on the play by Corliss, and Skelhaas will pick herself up slowly. Corliss whistled for the personal, and for Corliss, that is foul number one. Well, at the end of the play, Jasmine Skelhaas will go to the free throw line and shoot two because she was fouled in the act of shooting. First one's good. Skelhaas showing she's not a pushover as a freshman. That was the question coming in, question with freshmen always is how will they respond to the physical play of college basketball, especially when you get into the conference. Skelhaas responding there as she has most of the way, picking herself up and knocking down a pair of free throws. Driving the other way, laying it up and down is Taylor Piper. Piper got a lane to the basket, and Dort College's lead is back to 8 at 45-37. 2:11 left to play in the first half. With it is Spront. Spront gets a lane, lays it up, late in arriving on the help defense is Kim Johnson, and Johnson is whistled for her second personal. Well, the Dakota Wesleyan faithful to my left. Can't believe it. Brianna Spronk will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Spronk, a senior, knocks the first one down. She's got another one coming. Jelsma is the only senior in the lineup for the Dort College defenders. I beg your pardon. I said Jelsma. I meant Spronk. Jelsma just checked out of the contest. We'll reset the lineup in just a moment. Spronk made both free throws. For Brianna Spronk, she now has 11 points, and the defender lead is back to double digits at 47-37. The Dort College enjoying the lead. Three-pointer on the way, answering back. That's good for Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb with 5 points, and the Dort College lead is 7 at 47-40. 47-40, our score. Bone goes into the corner. Three-pointer off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Skelhaas. She wants to reset the offense. 1:35 remaining. Spronk down to the baseline in traffic. Her shot is good. Brianna Spronk with a two-point basket. Dort College reestablishes a 9-point lead at 49-40. Back the other way, Jamie Cook's going to be whistled for the personal foul on the post defense of Kim Johnson. And Kim Johnson will go to the free throw line, and she'll shoot a pair of free tries. Johnson, a 71% free throw shooter, 2 for 2 this evening. She's got 12 first half points. 1:24 left to go in the first half. First one is up and good for Johnson, averaging 19.3 points per game. She's well on her way to her average right now. Cook checks out. Holst checks in. Holst has one personal foul. Kira Van Dyke is on the bench with three. She's played maybe 5 minutes this evening. Johnson makes both free throws. So Holst checks in with one personal. Jamie Cook will go to the bench with a pair. 1:20 remaining in the first half. Skelhaus driving in, gets around the defensive player, feeds it down to the baseline, nothing there, Skelhaus. Skelhaus comes back over to Spronk. Spronk drives in, wild shot, off the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Spronk again, hit on the arm, no call made, here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. We get a pretty good view from our vantage point underneath the basket for some of the shenanigans that take place. Goes left side, Hiller. Hiller brings it back to the point. Man-to-man defense applied by Dort College. Defenders lead him with 7. Dakota Wesleyan with a chance to cut into the lead. Kick out pass with it is Hiller. Hiller puts the jumper up from the left wing. It's good. Brittany Hiller with 4 points. Dort College lead is down to 5, 49-44. It's been as many as 10. 31 seconds remaining in the first half. 24 on the shot clock. Spronk chases the errant pass down near midcourt. Now 17 on the shot clock. Bowen into the lane. Kick out Skelhaus. 3-ball on the way. No good. Rebound fought for. Taken down by Spronk. Gets it back over to Brookeis. Brookeis to Holst. Holst 12-footer. Can't get it to go. 10 seconds remaining. Dort College does not have a foul to give. Here come the Tigers. Pass goes left side. 3 on the way. Is up and banks it in. Just a 2. A 2-point basket from just inside the 3-point ring by Celeste Beck makes it 49-46 in a wild first half of play. Both teams shooting the ball exceptionally well here in the first half. Neither team able to string much together in the way of defensive stops. And all that combines for Dort College leading by 3 at halftime, 49-46. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with more after
have
that.
You ever
just been handed the statistics for the first half of play. Let's take a look at those. First of all, Dort College, 16 of 33 from the floor for 48.5%. 7 of 13 on three-pointers, 10 for 12 on free throws. Free throw percentage, 83.3. Three-pointers, 53.8. Dakota Wesleyan, 19 for 32 from the floor, 59.4%, 4 of 8 on three-pointers, 50%, 4 of 7 on free throws, 57.1%. Rebounding, Dakota Wesleyan, 18, Dort College, 17. Turnovers, Dakota Wesleyan, 6, Dort College, 4. For Dort College, 4 of those 6 turnovers forced via steal. Brianna Spronk, 13 points to pace the defenders, 12 points for Kayla Brookeis. Brookeis 5 for 9 from the floor, 2 of 5 on threes. Brianna Spronk 4 for 8 and 1 for 1 along with 4 of 6 on free throws. 7 points for Jasmine Skelhaus, 6 for Jamie Cook. 3 each for Emily Newman, Caravan Dyke, and Danelle Bone. 2 points for Micah Holst. For Dakota Wesleyan, 14 points for Kim Johnson, 11 for Celeste Beck, 6 for Amanda Hart, 5 for Elizabeth Lamb, 2 for Taylor Piper, 4 for Brittany Hill, 4 for Katie Johnson for their total of 46 points. Brianna Spronk has 3 assists for the defenders, 2 each for Jasmine Skelhaus and Emily Newman. For Dakota Wesleyan, 3 assists for Elizabeth Lamb, 2 for Taylor Piper. By the way, Kim Johnson, she's got 14 points. She is 5 of 7 from the floor, 4 for 4 on free throws. Brianna Spronk has 4 rebounds. Robin Blunt, Micah Hulse each have 3. Jamie Cook and Caravan Dyke each have 2. For Dakota Wesleyan, 3 rebounds for Taylor Piper, 3 for Brittany Hill, 3 for Celeste Beck, 2 for Elizabeth Lamb, 2 for Kim Johnson. 2 steals for Jasmine Skelhaus to lead all players. Dakota Wesleyan with 1 steal thus far this evening. 49-46 Dort College by 3. At the intermission. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where Values Matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, right after
for
this.
For the latest.
you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. One of several women's basketball games going on in the conference tonight. At halftime, Northwestern leads Mount Marty 35-26. Briar Cliff over Nebraska Wesleyan 42-16. Hastings over Doan 39-29 at the half. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM, 49-46 Dort College by 3 at the half. We'll be back with a look at the conference standings heading into play this evening. Right after this, this is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 49-46 at halftime of this women's college basketball game played at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. The Dort College defenders on the top end of a 49-46 margin right now. We fill you in on the halftime scores that we have. Heading into play this evening, Briarcliff and Concordia both 3-0. Morningside is 2-0. Hastings, Mount Marty, and Dort College all 1-1. Northwestern is 1-2. Dakota Wesleyan, Nebraska Wesleyan 0-1. Doan is 0-2. Midland is 0-3 after they lost to number one rated Concordia last night, 110-65. That women's and men's basketball matchup split into two evenings, played at Seward, Nebraska. Both teams have made their way out of the locker room for second half warm ups. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for these successful investors, 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Renson, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more second half right after this.
Here at
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Halftime scores again in the conference. Briarcliff over Nebraska Wesleyan, 42-16. Dort over Dakota Wesleyan, 49-46. Northwestern over Mount Marty, 35-26, and Hastings over Doan at halftime, 39-29. Busted play, wide open, a set play, and Dakota Wesleyan scores on a backdoor cut by Taylor Piper. She's got 4 points, and Dakota Wesleyan has scored the last 8 points of the contest. They trail now 49-48. Dort College is led by as many as 10. Bounce pass goes to Kira Van Dyke. Van Dyke playing with three personals, drives baseline. She puts it up in and out, no good. She got the baseline. She laid it up off the glass a little too strong. And the North College defenders will retreat and play defense after the missed basket. Brittany Hiller with the ball on the right wing. Van Dyke would like to have that one back. Amanda Hart, three-pointer, no good. Long rebound taken away by Newman. Newman with the basketball. Gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus across the timeline. Skelhaus into the lane over to Brookeis. Brookeis, three ball, got it. Three-point basket by Kayla Brookeis. She's got 15 points. She's got three threes. And the defenders break the run of 8 points in a row by Dakota Wesleyan. They take back a 4-point lead at 52-48. With it on the right side is Lamb. Lamb goes underneath, shot by Johnson. The leaner is good. Johnson with 14 points, first half points. She's got 16 now. She very nearly has her season average. Off the drive is Skelhaus. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Sprock. Sprock high off of the glass, no good. Fight for the basketball. Rebound taken away by Newman, and Newman is fouled on the play. Emily Newman will go to the free throw line and will shoot. Well, beg your pardon, they're going to say that she was fouled before she could put the shot up. So Newman will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Some Dakota Wesleyan fans wanted a 3 seconds of lane violation called on Newman, forgetting that the 3 second count restarts on the shot. Newman goes right side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. She drives right side, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Skelhaus. Has it poked away out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. 18:25 left to play in the first in the ball game. Throwing it in is Van Dyke. Dort College with a two-point lead. They get the ball inbounded to Brookice. Brookice, though, has it taken away immediately by Brittany Hiller. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Right side. Celeste back. Beck goes down low to Lamb. Lamb back out to Beck. Beck three. Got it. Celeste back with 14 points, and the defenders trail 53-52. So Wesleyan has retaken the lead, their first lead since the early going. 18:03 left to play in the half, in the ball game. Pass goes down low. Brianna Spronk with 15 points as she answers back, and this might be the type of game that the last team with the ball might, will win. Johnson with the basketball, flips it up with the right hand, and Brianna Spronk picks up the personal. Brianna picks up foul number one. North College electing to have Brianna Spronk guard Johnson rather than Kara Van Dyke here in the early going of the second half. Spronk has whistled for her first personal foul. Free throw is up, no good. So Kim Johnson misses the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Second free throw is up. This one is good. So Johnson makes one of two. She's got 17. We're tied 54-54. 17-43 and counting. Van Dyke with the basketball. She's got it at the point. Three-pointer up and down for Spronk. Brianna Spronk with 18 points. Back we go the other way. Dort College leading 57-54. Lamb with the basketball. Lamb goes left side. Piper. Piper out front, Hiller. Hiller with a basketball, Piper. Piper, Lamb. Lamb underneath Johnson. Johnson's shot is blocked by Newman, but a foul called on Newman. Emily Newman will pick up personal foul number two. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. First half, pretty free-flowing. Not a lot of fouls, not a lot of turnovers. First free throw is up and no good by Johnson. Coach Craig Steensmo wants a timeout to talk things over with his team leading 57-54. Timeout charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leads 57-54, 17-17 remaining in this basketball game. Dort College has just used timeout number two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com, and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Kim Johnson steps to the charity stripe where she will shoot two free throws, trying to get her season average right here. Well, this is her second free throw, beg your pardon, of this trip to the free throw line. She now has 18 points as she makes one of two, just a shade below her 19.6 points per game average. With it on the left side is Spronk, Dort College leading 57-55, and we've got a charging foul called on Brianna Spronk on the other end. That's foul number two on Spronk. 57-55, Dort College up two. That's foul number two on Spronk. Both of them coming here in the first 3 minutes of the second half. North College in a 1-2-2 zone defense. Tiger basketball. Right side is Taylor Piper. Piper, they get it down low. Johnson. Johnson double team. Ball's loose. Tapped out. Controlled by Wesleyan. Right side pass to Piper. Piper on the wing goes to Johnson. Johnson on the elbow. Johnson to Beck. Beck off the pull up. She kicks it back into the corner. Johnson will put up a three-pointer, and she hit it. Kim Johnson with 21 points, and Wesleyan reestablishes a one-point lead at 58-57. Kevin Dyke out front, right wing, Skelhaus. Skelhaus puts it on the floor, hard to the baseline, cut off 10 feet from the hoop, comes back over to Brookice, three-pointer, no good. Rebound short, taken away by Brittany Hiller. Here comes Wesleyan, leading by a point. They're playing with the lead now. Piper with it in the right corner. Piper comes back over. Left side. Back. Back lost it out of bounds. Turnover. Dort College gets the ball back. Danelle Bone checks into the contest. Michael Holst will check in. Jessica Jelsma checks in. Spronk and Newman will stay on the floor for the defenders. And Dakota Wesleyan will retreat on defense as Jelsma brings the ball up. Jelsma goes right side over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. She goes over to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. Spronk has it taken away from her. Out of bounds, last touch by the Tigers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Emily Newman will throw it in. Newman underneath the Dort College basket, looking to pass in, gets it into Bone. Bone ball fake, nothing there. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma looking for Holst. Right side it goes, Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk driving in, travels, and there's the call. She came to a stop down on the block. And she gets whistled for traveling. Dort College turns it over. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, leading by a point. Taylor Piper in between the circles out front. 58-57, Wesleyan leads. Amanda Hart puts the ball on the floor, down to the baseline. Nothing there. Goes back out front to Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb saves it back in to prevent the over and back violation. Lamb to Piper. Piper underneath. Johnson. Johnson shot no good. Blocked by Hulse. Rebound taken away by Newman. Newman to Jelsma. Jelsma into the front court. Jelsma has it on the right wing. Jessica Jelsma picks up her dribble. Goes right side. Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Spronk. Left side, Jelsma. Jelsma on the wing. Jelsma loses it. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back. 14:58 remaining. Dort College down a point, 58-57. So 58-57 our score. Spronk steps into a three from the corner. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Spronk off the deflection. Back outside Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball. Comes back over to Spronk. Spronk right wing. Spronk puts it on the floor. Into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back left side. Turns it over. Coming away with it is Lamb. Lamb after the turnover. Driving the other way. Puts up the shot with the right hand. Got it to go. Lamb with the two-point basket. Makes it a three-point lead for Dakota Wesleyan at 60-57. 60-57, Dort College down, Bone down to the baseline. Nothing there. She'll turn and head back to the corner. Comes back to Holst. Holst on the left corner. Holst right into Spronk. Spronk fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So far, Brianna Spronk has the only field goals and points for Dort College here in the second half. She's got a two and a three, and now she'll go to the free throw line to try and get Dort College back to within a point. With a pair of made free throws. Spronk, 4 for 6 from the free throw line, 5 for 7 now. Another free throw on the way for Brianna Spronk. 60-58, Dort College, down 2. Brianna Spronk will shoot another free throw. This one's off the mark, no good. Left it short, rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan into the front court. Goes left side over to Beck. Beck to Johnson. Johnson out front. Hiller. Hiller will back it up. Now Kim Johnson has the basketball. Kim Johnson and Katie Johnson on the floor at the same time. Ball's deflected out by Jelsma. Tapped away. Out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So Dort College on defense, 13:55 and counting in the ballgame. Dort College down 2, comes over to Hart. Hart launches a 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Danelle Bone. Bone into the front court. Danelle Bone driving left side, throws it over to Jelsma. The ball is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dakota Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College retains possession of the basketball after it was tipped out by Dakota Wesley. Van Dyke gets it into Jelsma. Jelsma left side to Bone. Bone looking for Van Dyke underneath. Can't find her. Covered up. Here's the man-to-man defense applied by the Tigers to Blunt. Blunt, right side Jelsma. Under 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Dort College down a pair. Feed it into the corner, Van Dyke. 5 to shoot. Back over to Jelsma. Jelsma shot no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Dakota Wesleyan. Hart's whistled for the personal. For Amanda Hart, that's foul number one. Jessica Jelsma will go to the free throw line. And a timeout charge to Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 13:20 remaining in the contest. Dakota Wesleyan 60, Dort College 58. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders trailing Dakota Wesleyan 60-58 at halftime. I should say trailing 60-58 nearing the midpoint of the second half. It was a 49-46 ball game at halftime. Dort College led by three. Since then, though, Dakota Wesleyan has outscored Dort College 14-9 to take a two-point lead at 60-58. Jessica Gelsma shooting a pair of free throws. They were generous on that call. I did not think Gelsma was in the act of shooting. Gelsma makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Trying to tie it up here at 60-60. Free throw's up. Free throw is down for Gelsma. So Gelsma, a 75% free throw shooter, makes both free throws. And we have another tie. 13:20 left to play in the ball game. It's her first tie since it was 54-54 with 17:43 left to go in the game. Dakota Wesleyan basketball out front. Piper. Piper throws it away. Bowen has her fingertips on it. Saves it over to Sprunk. Here comes Dort College. Back the other way, Skelhaus. They pick her up on the three-point line on the right wing. Skelhaus stutter steps, puts it up. Shot is blocked, but she's fouled on the play. Skelhaus with 7 points this evening. She'll go to the free throw line to try and unlock the 60-60 tie. 60-60. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. Another free throw for Jasmine Skelhaus trying to unlock the 60 all tie. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Skelhaus makes one of two. She's got 8 points, and the Dort College lead is back. Well, the lead is back in the Dort College hands. Left side pass, Taylor Piper. Piper shot no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders and Sprunk. Sprunk over to Bone. Bone gives it up right side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus left side, Bone. Bone with it, left corner. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball, lobs it underneath for Sprunk. Sprunk has it swiped away from her by Taylor Piper, but Piper's called for the personal. And Dort College will be in the bonus shortly. That's team foul number 5 on the Tigers. Throwing the ball in is Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it into Sprunk on the baseline. Fresh 30 for Dort College to work with. Sprunk out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke has her dribble alive. Passes instead over to Brookice. Brookice at the point. She goes back to Van Dyke at the free throw line. Has her pocket picked. Gets it back outside Brookice. Brookice Sprunk. Sprunk to Van Dyke. Van Dyke has it partially blocked by Lexi Christensen. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back the other way. Wesleyan with the basketball. They go over to Taylor Piper. Piper gives it up. Lamb. Lamb inside Johnson. Johnson comes back in the driving layup for Taylor Piper. Piper with 6 points. Dakota Wesleyan back in front, 62-61. Right side, Skelhaus, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Sprunk. Sprunk keeps it alive, gets it over to Brookice. Brookice on the right wing, Dort College down a point. Brookice gets around her defensive player, lays it up, lays it down, and she's fouled on the play. Taylor Brookice with 17 points. She goes to the free throw line now to try and give Dort College a two-point lead on the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. 11:42 remaining in the contest. Brookice, right-handed free throw is up, rattles around, and drops through. Brookice makes the three-point play opportunity. She's got 18. She and Sprunk leading the defenders. Sprunk with 19. Kim Johnson leads all players with 21 points. 64-62, Dort College by 2, 11:30 left to play in the game. Elizabeth Lamb on the basketball, into the corner, ball poked away by Van Dyke. Loose ball picked up by Dakota Wesleyan, and now Kara Van Dyke picks up her fourth personal. Free throws on the way for Brittany Hiller. Van Dyke came running into the lane to try and help on the defense. Well, they're going to say no free throws for Brittany Hiller. Looked like she was on the way up for me. Dakota Wesleyan will keep it. Dort College is going to leave. Well, they're going to call the foul instead on Dort College's Jasmine Skelhaus. So that foul went on Skelhaus rather than Van Dyke. J. Johnson inside. Another wheel around move. She's got another two. She's got 23. And the defenders are tied 64-64 with Dakota Wesleyan. 11 minutes left to go in the contest. Skelhaus left wing. Spronk. Spronk in the corner. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk puts it up. Shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. She drove hard to the lane and then came back with the spin dribble in the lane. No help defense for Dakota Wesleyan. And Spronk was able to work her way to the basket and got fouled. Two free throws on the way for Brianna Spronk. Spronk looking for her 20th point of the ball game. Misses the first one. She's got another one coming. All 11 minutes left to go in the game when Dort College tied it up. Or when Dakota Wesleyan tied it up. Now Spronk makes the free throw to unlock the tie with 10:49 left to go. 65-64 Dort College. Leading by a point as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Wesleyan, they feed it into the corner. With the basketball is back. Back to Hart. Comes back left side, Lamb. She'll pull the trigger from three. Shot missed, no good. Rebound taken away by Beck. Back off of the glass, good. Celeste back off of the bench for 16 points. Wesleyan back in front, 66-65. Three-pointer missed everything. Newman gets it back outside to Brookhice. Brookhice back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball goes right side to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Newman. Newman puts it up, drew the contact, no call made. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a lead in the basketball, 10 minutes left to go. They pass it left side, back. Back a three, good. Celeste back with the three-point basket. Dakota Wesleyan in front by four, 69-65. Skelhaus picks up her dribble, comes back right side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman on the right side. They go back over to Holst. Holst underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke turn around, her shot off the heel, no good. Newman fought for the rebound. It's taken away, though, by Dakota Wesleyan and Brittany Hiller. Hiller with the basketball. 9:30 remaining. Hiller gets the return pass. She goes right side. Three on the way is good for Amanda Hart. Amanda Hart with 9 points. And the Tigers have taken a 72-65 lead. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout, Dakota Wesleyan. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Ball's inbounded, and coming up the floor with it is Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus goes right side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Round the horn they go, Skelhaus. Skelhaus down to the baseline with the basketball and losing it out of bounds. Is Dort College's Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke loses the ball out of bounds. Turnover gives the ball back to Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a 7-point lead, their biggest lead of the contest. 9 minutes remaining in this game. It was tied at 64 all, and since then, Dakota Wesleyan outscored Dort College 8-1. Pass goes inside to Johnson, and Katie Johnson misses the shot in the lane. Rebound taken away by Brookhice, and a foul in the backcourt called on Dakota Wesleyan and Katie Johnson. Johnson whistled for her third, and Kayla Brookhice will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. One in the bonus on the way for Kayla Brookhice. Brookhice 1-for-1 tonight from the charity stripe, 4-for-6 for the season. Free throw is up, and the free throw by Brookhice is good. That ends the run of 8 points in a row by Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College trails 66-72. Another free throw on the way for Brookhice. This one rolls around and drops through. Kayla Brookhice with 20 points. Defenders trail 72-67. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Brittany Hiller with the ball. She goes right side over to Taylor Piper. Piper on the right wing. Piper to Hiller. Hiller, Johnson. Johnson inside to Johnson. Unable to hang on to it was Kim Johnson. Dakota Wesleyan comes back with it. This is Katie Johnson outside. Hart three, no good. Rebound cleared out by Jamie Cook. Crook with the basketball. She gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the ball. Goes right side. Back over to Brookice. Brookice with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Spront. Thought about the three. Decides against it. Back over to Brookice. Brookice in traffic. Falls down on the floor. Jump ball. Quick jump ball call. Dort College basketball. 8-12 remaining in the contest. So Dakota Wesleyan will play defense as Dort College throws it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kara Van Dyke has been held in check. She picked up three early fouls. She had three fouls in the first half and has never gotten on track. Fortunately, Brianna Spronk and Kayla Brookice have picked up the slack. Jasmine Skelhaus also with 8 points. Dort College basketball, they get it inside to Jamie Cook. Cook layup good. Jamie Cook with 8 points. Dort College trails by three, 72-69. Dort College back within a three-pointer. Answering back, no. The driving layup by Brittany Hiller, too strong. Here comes Brookice. Brookice ahead full of steam. One player to beat. Gets caught up in the air. Kicks it out to Spronk. Spronk, the runner from 10. Off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Coming up with it is Taylor Piper. Piper with the ball on the right wing. Piper down to the baseline. Her shot missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke goes left side over to Spronk. Spronk in traffic. Double team. Kicks it back out to Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it up in traffic. Can't get it to go, but she is fouled, and Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. It's foul number 9 on Dakota Wesleyan. And that is foul number 3 on Kim Johnson. So Johnson whistled for her third personal. Van Dyke with a chance to put Dort College back to within a point. Free throw by Van Dyke rattles around, kicks off the heel, and drops out. So the score remains 72-69. A second free throw attempt on the way for Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke's free throw is up. No good. That one's too strong. So Van Dyke struggling from the free throw line as well. She's 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. Dakota Wesleyan still with a three-point lead. Now they have the basketball. Right side pass over to Piper. Piper to the cutter. And the shot goes. Count the hoop. And Katie Johnson will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. That time it is foul number 4 called on Kara Van Dyke. And Katie Johnson, averaging 6.3 points per game, has 6 points now, and she's shooting for number 7 right here. Trying to extend the lead to 6, and she does. Katie Johnson makes the free throw. Dort College trails 75-69. With a basketball, right side, Skelhaus gets it over to Brookice. Three, answering, no. Rebound taken away by Taylor Piper. So Dakota Wesleyan with the 6-point lead and the basketball. Still plenty of time in this one. 75-69. Those leads haven't meant much this evening. They go right side. Taylor Piper. Piper with the basketball. Piper gives it up to Beck. Beck will drive in. Nothing there. Back over to Taylor Piper. Piper with it on the wing. 5 to shoot for Dakota Wesleyan. She picks up her dribble. Gets it inside. And the shot is up and good by Kim Johnson. Johnson has been unstoppable tonight. 77-69. She's not doing anything fancy, but she's very nifty around the hoop. Four players around Jamie Cook. Kicks it over to Kara Van Dyke. Three-pointer is good. Second field goal of the night for Van Dyke, and the Dort College defenders back to within 5 at 77-72. Every one of Johnson's shots is a leaner with her right hand. She has not shown she can go left with it, but she has been able to get her shoulders around the Dort College defensive players in the post and get that leaner up. Dakota Wesleyan turns it over. Here comes Danelle Bone. Bone with the basketball. Up the floor quickly. Bone hesitates with the left hand. Cut. Danelle Bone with a 2-point basket. Is back to 3 at 77-74. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after that. Student. Doing some quick totaling of points at this juncture. 5:40 remaining in this high-scoring affair. 77-74, Dort College. Down by 3 moments ago. It looked like Dakota Wesleyan was going to give themselves some breathing room, and they couldn't handle the success. And now Dort College back to within three at 77-74. Out of the timeout, Dort College used that timeout. There's three remaining. Now with the left hand, it's up, it's down for Kim Johnson. Johnson with 27. And the Dort College defenders trail 79-74. Goes to Newman. Newman right baseline underneath, intended for Cook. It's poked away and controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan leads 79-74. Well, I'd be shocked if Dakota Wesleyan doesn't hammer it down low to Kim Johnson on every attempt down the floor. And there I'm shocked, but turning and firing is Celeste Beck. Beck with 22 this evening. And the Dort College defenders trail 81-74. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook goes left side sprung. Quick three by the defenders, no good. Rebound controlled by Celeste Beck. Celeste Beck throws the ball into the front court. This is Hart. Hart goes right side, Hiller. Hiller with the basketball in between the circles. She comes back over to Celeste Beck. Beck with the basketball. Dakota Wesleyan has not let the shot clock run down much this evening. Johnson feeds it underneath to Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb is fouled on the play by the defenders. I believe that's Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook whistled for the personal. That's foul number three on her. Elizabeth Lamb now with 9 points, and she'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Dakota Wesleyan leads it 83-74. For Dakota Wesleyan this season, they are averaging 78.6 points per contest. This marks the fifth time this year they've gone over 80 points. And they lead by double digits at 84-74. So Dakota Wesleyan uses a timeout. Elizabeth Lamb now with 10 points. Timeout charged to Wesleyan. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
Call.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Dakota Wesleyan 84-74. This was a 77-74 contest moments ago. Dakota Wesleyan, those scores 7 points in a row to go up double figures. They lead at 84-74. Dakota Wesleyan is led by Kim Johnson's 27 points. Celeste Beck has 21. For Dort College, they're led by Brianna Spronk and Kayla Brookeis with 20 points apiece. Jasmine Skelhaus has 8. Dort College trails by 10. Inbounding will be Kira Van Dyke. Van Dyke throws it in to Skelhaus. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Pass goes left corner to Micah Holt. Holt with the basketball, threw it away. Turnover, but Dort College will track it down to the backcourt after Dakota Wesleyan's Brittany Hiller had it. Was going out of bounds and had to save it. She threw it towards her basket. Dort College retreats. They've got a fresh 30 to work with. Brookeis with the basketball. Gets it back over to Holst. Holst with the ball to Bone. 12 to shoot now for the defenders. Bone to Holst. Holst back to Brookeis. Brookeis driving in. Puts it up. Can't get it to go, but she is fouled. And Kayla Brookeis will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Kayla Brookeis this evening 3 for 3 on free throws. She's got 20 points. And a free throw coming here for Kayla Brookeis. Two shots the rest of the way for the defenders on each foul. And she misses the first attempt. Brookeis entered the ballgame 3 for 5. She was 6 for 8 before that charity toss. And she misses that one. So she is now 6 for 9 this season. 20 points for Brookeis. That is a season high for Brookeis, also a season high for Sprock, and Brookeis with 21 points. She makes the second free throw, ending the run for Dakota Wesleyan at 7 points in a row. Long pass over the top, and there's Kim Johnson cherry picking. She's got 29 points. 86-75, biggest lead of the ballgame for Dakota Wesleyan. 3:30 remaining. Dort College has to score and score quickly now. Sprock in the lane, her shot no good, and here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Brittany Hiller across half court. Brittany Hiller passes in high post to Johnson. Kim Johnson with 29 points. She peels off of the screen down on the block. Johnson spins, right-handed hook shot, no good. Rebound taken away by the other Johnson. That is Katie Johnson. Johnson with nine. North College trails 88-75, and this one getting away from the defenders right now. They've got a couple of timeouts remaining. See if they use one, if they make a bucket here. Right side, Skelhaus. Skelhaus will put up the three. Quick three, no good. And Dakota Wesleyan has gotten this game more to their liking now. Now a reach-in foul called on the defenders. It's going to go on Brookice. And for Kayla Brookice, that is number one. Dakota Wesleyan averaging 78.6 points per game. And Katie Johnson will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. So the bonus on the way for Johnson. Johnson 1-for-1 this evening, 2-for-2. Katie Johnson with 10 points. And the North College defenders trail 89-75. Another free throw on the way for Dakota Wesley, and this one's up and down as well. 90-75, Dakota Wesley extending the lead. We'll be back with more right after this. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. 2:43 left to play in regulation. Dakota Wesleyan 90, Dort College 75. Back with more after
Students
this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders find themselves down 90-75. Dakota Wesleyan tied the game up at 64-64 with 11 minutes left to play in the contest. Since then, Dakota Wesleyan has outscored Dort College 26-11, building up the 15-point lead. Scoring those 26 points in about 8 minutes of play. Jasmine Skelhaus, pass goes left side with it, down to the baseline is Spronk. Spronk in traffic, lays it up, good. Brianna Spronk with 22 points. North College trails 90-77. Wesleyan with a basketball, ball is loose, is still on the floor, and now a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 2:24 left to play in the contest. Wesleyan still leading by 13. It would appear they've got this one in hand. Taylor Piper throws the ball into Johnson. Johnson wheels, scoops it with a right hand. No good. Rebound taken away by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke outlets over to Skelhaus. Here comes Dort College. Skelhaus with it. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke goes left side to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Van Dyke. Van Dyke in traffic. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Kicks it out. Spronk. Spronk over to Bone. 2 minutes left to go in the game. Dort College down 13. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the wing. Van Dyke fires it. Skelhaus. Skelhaus. Bone. Bone. Three-pointer. No good, but she's fouled on the play, and it's going to be a free throw situation as she was fouled on the play by Taylor Piper. Danelle Bone will go to the free throw line to shoot three. So three on the way for Danelle Bone. Free throw on the way is up and good for Bone. So Danelle Bone with 6 points now, an opportunity to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Another free throw good for Danelle Bone. She's got 8 points. And the defenders trying to make it a 10-point game again with 1:53 left to go in the game. Third free throw no good, so Bone makes 2 of 3. And the defenders trail 90-79. Up the floor is Brittany Hiller. Hiller out front. She goes right side. Two back. Back off the dribble. Splits the defense. Lays it up, and she's fouled on the play by Bone. Bone is called for the personal foul. She thought she got all ball. Free throws on the way for Back. Celeste Back will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Back has 21 points off the bench, and she rattles that one in. 22 points. Those, of course, are unofficial totals. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Beck makes them both. And the North College defenders coming back the other way. Three-pointer up, no good by Brookice. Out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. Dakota Wesleyan with the lead in the basketball. 1:31 left to play in the game. Wesleyan to throw it in. And we've got timeout charge to Dakota Wesleyan to preserve the possession as it looked like they were in danger of a 5 seconds call. 92-79, Dakota Wesleyan leading. 1:31 left to go in the game. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and home, member FDIC, and the community. By the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. 1:31 left to play in the contest. Dakota Wesleyan owns a 92-79 lead on the Dort College defenders. For Dakota Wesleyan, this is the high water mark in terms of points scored. Previous high point mark was against York when they won 90-60 back on November 7. For Dort College, this is easily the most points they have allowed this season. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. This is a team, Dort College, that came into the contest allowing 54.1 points per game. 1:14 remaining, and we've got a push in the back by Kara Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is done. Van Dyke will foul out with 1:12 remaining in the contest. So checking back into the ballgame will be Jasmine Skelhaus. 92-79, Dort College, down 13. Free throws on the way for Katie Johnson. Johnson, 2-for-3 from the free throw line this evening. 1-and-1 opportunity here for Katie Johnson. Johnson, free throw is up and good. She's got 11 points. And Wesleyan now leads 93-79. And we have a lane violation called on Dakota Wesleyan. So Katie Johnson does not get credit for that free throw attempt. Coming back the other way, we go over to Spronk. Spronk splits the defense, shot is up, no good, but a foul on the play called on Katie Johnson. Johnson whistled for her fourth personal. Brianna Spronk will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a free throw. She'll actually shoot two here on the double bonus. 93-79, 105 remaining. Free throw is up and good for Spronk. Spronk with 23. And she's got another free throw coming. 93-80, that is. Dort College trailing. And they missed the second free throw in the form of Brianna Spronk, and a foul called on the rebound against the defenders. And now we'll walk the other way. Dort College trailing by Baker's dozen, 93-80. 102 remaining in the contest. Dort College is going to drop to 4-6 unless they can cook up a 13-point comeback in the final 62 seconds of this ballgame. Free throw is off the heel, no good. Kim Johnson trying for 30 points this evening. She's got 29. She misses the free throw, just her third missed free throw. She makes that one. She's got 30. Came in averaging 19.3 points per game, 14 in the first half, 16 here in the second half. Wesleyan leads 94-80. With it is Jelsma driving the lane, lays it up with the left hand. Good. Jessica Jelsma with the two-point basket. She's got four. And the defenders trail 94-82. Into the front court with the basketball is Piper. Piper back over to Hiller. Hiller to Hart. Hart with the basketball near midcourt. Comes over to Hiller. Hiller with the ball in between the circles. Comes back over to Piper. Piper will drive in, puts it up, and she's fouled from behind by Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus whistled for her second personal foul. And going to the free throw line to shoot two will be Taylor Piper. 94-82, Dort College down 12, 27.6 seconds left in this one. This one all but decided. Free throws up and down. So another free throw on the way for Piper. Piper with 7 points. This one's up and no good. 95-82, Dort College trailing. Jelsma comes up the floor, passes over to Newman. Newman splits the defense. She drives in, layup with the right hand, good. Emily Newman with 5 points. 17 seconds left to go. Dort College trailing 95-84. Wesleyan will hold it in the backcourt. With it in the backcourt is Beck. Beck comes back over to Hart. And that's going to be our final. 95-84, Dort College falls by 11 on the road here at the Corn Palace to Dakota Wesleyan in women's college basketball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders fall to Dakota Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball, 95-84, a game that was 49-46 at halftime, Dort College in front. We had a tie at 54-54 with 17:43 left to go in the game. It was tied again at 60, 13:20 left to go in the game, and 64-64 with 11 minutes left to go in the contest. Dakota Wesleyan took the lead for good at 66-65. Proceeded to build the lead up to 10 at 84-74. And Dort College never able to seriously dent the lead after that. And they fall by a final of 95-84. Dort College falls to 4-6 overall, 1-2 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan is now 7-2 overall, 1-1 in the conference. Some items of note for Dakota Wesleyan: they score the most points in a single game than they have all season, while the Dort College Defenders surrender the most points they have the entire season. This was a Dort College team that came in averaging a 54.1 points per game allowed defensively, and tonight they surrender 95 at the Corn Palace. Take a break and be back with a look at the numbers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the numbers for tonight's contest. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, they were 26 of 62 from the floor, 41.9%, 10 of 24 on three-pointers, 41.7%, 22 of 32 on free throws, 68.8%. A lot of these numbers look good for the Defenders, but then you start taking a little closer look. They surrendered 36 of 61 shooting for Dakota Wesleyan. For nearly 60%, it ends up being 59%. 8 of 17 on three-pointers, 47.1%. 15 of 22 on free throws, 68.2%. Wesleyan held a slim 36-35 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort College with 10, Dakota Wesleyan with 9. That was really not a factor here this evening. Individually, Dort College led by Brianna Sprance, 23 points, 7 of 15 shooting from the floor, 7 of 12 on free throws, 2 of 3 on three-pointers. Kayla Brookhuis with 21 points, 7 of 14 from the field, 3 of 9 on three-pointers, 4 for 5 on free throws. Jamie Cook had 8 points. Jasmine Skelhaus added 8. 7 for Danelle Bone. 6 for Kara Van Dyke. She was limited to 21 minutes played this evening. Played about 6 minutes in the first half, 15 in the second half. Never really got on track. Emily Newman with 5 points in place of a ill Elise Marish. 4 points for Jessica Jelsma and 2 for Micah Hulse for Dort College's total of 84 points. For Dakota Wesleyan, 30 points for Kim Johnson. 11 of 15 from the floor, 1 for 1 on 3, 7 of 10 on free throws. That's how you end up with 30 points. 23 for Celeste Beck. She was 9 for 10 from the floor, 3 for 3 on threes, 2 of 2 on free throws. 12 points for Katie Johnson, 4 for 7 from the floor, 4 for 4 on free throws. Elizabeth Lamb with 10 points, 9 for Amanda Hart. She had 3 three-pointers. She was 3 for 8 from the floor. Taylor Piper with 7 points, Brittany Hill with 4 points. And that's how you end up with 95 points for Dakota Wesleyan. Rebounding, Wesleyan won the rebounding battle 36-35. This is the Wireless World post-game wrap-up, by the way. Brianna Spronk with 8 rebounds. 5 points, 5 rebounds, that is, for Emily Newman and Kara Van Dyke. 4 rebounds for Jamie Cook, 3 each for Kayla Brookice, Robin Blunt, and Micah Holst. For Dakota Wesleyan, Taylor Piper with 6 rebounds. 5 rebounds each for Brittany Hill, Kim Johnson, Katie Johnson. Celeste Beck came off of the bench. She played 31 minutes. She also had 6 rebounds to go with her 23 points. Brittany Hill credited with 7 assists for the Tigers. Elizabeth Lamb with 5 assists and 4 assists for Kim Johnson, 3 for Taylor Piper. Fort Ord College, 3 assists for Jasmine Skelhaas, 3 for Kara Van Dyke, and 3 for Brianna Spronk. 2 steals for Jasmine Skelhaas, 2 steals for Danelle Bowen. Elizabeth Lamb had 2 steals for Dakota Wesleyan. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Take another break and be back with more right after this. No sign of Coach Craig Steensma yet, so let's tell you what else has happened in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week. There was one game played last night in women's play. That was Concordia defeating Midland 110-65. Briarcliff defeats Nebraska Wesleyan this evening 77-39. Dakota Wesleyan over Dort College 95-84 in a game you just got done listening to. Northwestern over Mount Marty in women's play 62-251. And also in women's play this evening, it was Hastings over Doan, 81-55. Scratch out the standings then at this point. Briarcliff improves to 4-0. Concordia is 3-0. Morningside does not play, so they hold at 2-0. Hastings gets a win, so they are now 2-1. Mount Marty slips to 1-2 along with Dort College. Northwestern is even now at 2-2, 6-3 overall. Dakota Wesleyan 1-1, Nebraska Wesleyan 0-2, Doan falls to 0-3. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders fall by a final score of 95-84 in women's basketball, and I have not seen Coach Craig Steensma at this point, and we will have to simply turn the page and bypass our women's basketball post-game interview as part of the Wireless World post-game wrap. I would imagine they have a lot to talk about in the locker room this evening. So we will close the book on the women's contest, and we will get set for the men's contest. The Dakota Wesleyan Tigers come into tonight's contest 3-4 overall, 0-1 in the GPAC. Their losses to Briarcliff, that was by a 76-71 margin. All 4 losses for Dakota Wesleyan are by 5 points or less. Tigers went to Black Hills for the Thanksgiving weekend and split with a win over Great Falls, 68-63, and a loss to the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, 61-58. Tigers are averaging 76 points per ball game and allow 66.3 points per game. Wesleyan holds a 43.3 to 32.6 rebounding advantage and about shot teams 48.5 to 40.1. Tigers don't rely on the three-point shot much, attempting 14 per game while opponents have taken nearly 20 per contest. Jalen Voss leads the Tigers with 13.1 points per game and 10.3 rebounds. He converts 61.9% of his field goals. Arius Stephenson knocks down 13 points per contest. And Bo LaCroix is averaging 12.7 points per game. Coach Craig Steensma has made his way out of the locker room, so we will pause the men's pregame, and we will get back to women's basketball. Coach Craig Steensma, most nights when this team scores 84 points per ball game, you're going to be in good shape tonight.
Yeah.
Dakota Wesleyan put too many on the point, too many on the board against you, 95 points, an uncustomarily poor defensive outing by your team that you had been priding yourself on through the first quarter of the season or so.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Mike. They stretched us out, and they, you know, we had communication, I thought, in the second half. We just had communication issues with different things, and that's something that, you know, that falls on me, and we need to work at that in practice, but I need to make sure that I do a good job of, you know, explaining how we're going to handle different situations when you have so many shooters like they do, but they're also, you know, really throwing it inside effectively to Kim Johnson, who had a great game. You know, and then you have to make decisions, and it becomes pretty tough for your team. But I give Dakota Wesleyan a lot of credit. They played well offensively tonight.
The other area that you ended up getting hurt a little bit, I thought, was rebounding. And this was the kind of game where you had to out-rebound the opponent. We knew they were going to put it up and put it up often. You've got to limit those shot attempts to one and done on each possession, and that was a struggle this evening.
Yeah, we really struggled to stop them from getting the second shots. And long shots equals long rebounds, you know, and we know that, but, you know, sometimes we wouldn't check out or, you know, just all in all, if you sum it up by saying we did not do enough to give them one bad shot enough times to win the game.
Taking a look at the numbers, you got some great offensive outputs tonight from Brianna Sprock and Kayla Brookeis, 23 points and 21 points respectively. Obviously, you want those numbers in a win instead of a loss, though.
Yeah, you know, they stepped up. Different people stepped up. Kayla was saddled with foul trouble all night, and she really couldn't do much tonight, but other people did step up offensively, and, you know, the 84 points, we can live with that, certainly, as you said, but you know, just they had drives to the basket and they dish it, and you know, they did some quick attacking to the basket, and you know, I just felt too that things just kind of went their way sometimes at the end of the shot clock, or they'd shoot an air ball and it would fall into a person's hands and they'd be able to lay it in and we'd follow them, and you know, so you know, there's a lot of things there that for us to watch and try to correct in practice tomorrow.
Time to regroup. Midland on the road on Saturday, and you're into a position where that's a big ball game for your ball club.
You know, you're right, Mike. I thought this one was too, just if we could get over the hump and be 2-1. But I give Dakota Wesleyan credit. They really took it to us offensively, and you know, we can't afford to give up 90 points.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. I've got to make way for the men's pregame, so thanks for stopping by, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensman. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma, Door College men's basketball coach, right after this.